I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
It's not fair!
Fair? Who's the fucking nihilist around here, you bunch of fucking crybabies?
Okay, and welcome again to Sean Hammer. Today we will be covering some Kill Team, and most importantly, the big topic of today will be the Tau. Now, going through, and what I've done lately is inconsequential, bunch of bullshit that I've been doing. I ended up moving out to my childhood home, my father, my wife. And, yeah, that's been taking a lot of effort and trying to get my painting stuff back in order. Since then, I completed my G.I. Joe Cobra Imperial Guard with heads from Reptilian Overlords. So go ahead and check them out. They got a bunch of nice head swaps to do for your, I don't know, mostly guardsmen. A couple of things Marine, if you want, but it's pretty cool. And they made ones that were basically, Cobra Commander, Destro, Cobra Troopers, and well, they had a Crimson Guard, but I can't find it up there, but they had the Vipers. So, yeah, I went through, and I'll go through one day and do Imperial Guard and tell you the thoughts on that. But today we are talking about Tau. Okay, what can these little blue bastards give us? Well, for one, they're not easy to paint. You think there's nice, easy, quick way that you can paint Tau, send it to me because I think that's a bunch of bullshit. So that being said, they're pretty cool. A lot of straight lines that you got to look into, and I don't know, to make them look good. Hopefully I think I did a good job. I was going for an urban camouflage scheme a little bit, but somehow I veered from that direction, and I have a I don't know, spaceful gray, red, and white color schemes I went on everything. So let's dive in first, and we'll go over the Tau rules. We'll go over to their units and kind of weapons they have. And then I will cover tactics and the Tau box set that came with partial terrain for the Wall of Martyrs, which is pretty cool. Not my favorite out of all of them, but just fun nevertheless. Alright, we'll do Tau Kill Teams later. But what we will do first, we have Tau are famous for their drones. And in their drones and or weapons, they have marker lights. Well, this goes into Kill Team as well. Basically tells you if the model fires marker light, you can't shoot any other weapons, and the model's hit by a marker light, place a counter next to it for the remainder of the phase. Now, what's kind of neat is that these, it's got a list of four abilities. And your marker light tokens are cumulative, but I don't see myself ever really being able to get up there unless I take one of the uplink marker light tactic, which I'll get into in a bit. But here's the rules for marker lights. If you have a marker light on you, rerolls ones that attack this model. You got two marker lights, add plus one to the hit rolls that target this model if it's obscured. Three marker lights, models attacking this model do not suffer the penalty for moving and shooting heavy weapons or advancing and firing assault weapons. And four or more, add plus one to hit rolls for attacks that target this model. So, at the get-go, we see the Tau have a little bit something special to them. Next up, we'll be going over the Fire Warriors. There's a couple of unit selections. We have Fire Warriors, Pathfinders, Breachers, and Stealth Suits, and Drones. So, Fire Warriors are your basic, everyday, average Joe Tau. Most of our stats are going to be the same, so I'll read off a regular Tau stat, and we'll go from there. Pathfinders having a 1 worse armor save. They have movement 6, 5 weapon skill, 6, I mean, 4 ballistic skill, 5 weapon skill. Which I think, if I was writing them, they'd have a 3+ ballistic skill and a 6+ weapon skill. Just because to show how bad they suck in combat, but never mind that right now. Strength 3, toughness 3, 1 wound, 1 attack, 6 leadership, 4+ save. Like I said, all the Tau have 4+ save, minus the Pathfinders, who have a 5+, and the Stealth Battlesuits, which have a 3+. And they have 2 wounds. So, you guys and gals out there playing with Primaris Marines, that are used to the 2 wound models, you can do a 5-man squad for 100 points of Battlesuits if you wish. And I might do that one day, but not this day. I'll be playing a game with them tomorrow, so I'll let you know how that works out. Hopefully a couple games. Okay. These guys, the Fire Warriors, are equipped with a pulse rifle and photon grenades. They can switch out for a pulse carbine. They can take a pulse pistol. They may place their pulse rifle with a pulse pistol, which I don't know why. But anyway, a Shazui, maybe take a marker light. And when Shazla, I'm going to butcher the shit out of these, may be accompanied by a DS-8 tactical drone turret, which is equipped with a missile pot or a smart missile system, which, I kind of went that route, liked it. Now, all the Tau got this cool little freaking ability, so I think I'm going through them. The Breachers and the Fire Warriors have the tactical support turret. But the regular rules for the Tau are this. They have for the greater good. When an enemy model is declared to charge against a model from your kill team, models from your kill team with this ability within 6 inches of the charging model's target may fire Overwatch as if they were also targeted. Once a model has done so, they cannot fire Overwatch or retreat for the rest of the phase. So, what does that mean? Well, that means that when you charge them, they are going to get possible ass loads of shots at your people charging them. Second thing they can do is retreat with the target and still get the Overwatch shots from other guys who aren't the initial targets. So it's pretty dangerous right there. They have the Bonding Knife Ritual, so each one of these are actually dependent on what you take. So, Fire Warriors with Fire Warriors, Breachers with Breachers, Stealthsuits with Stealthsuits, Pathfinders with Pathfinders. But Bonding Knife Ritual, you can subtract 1 for the nerd test if you have a leader from your kill or one of your troop choices. You subtract 1 from the nerve test. When you have a leader, 1 of your troop choices, so as Fire Warriors, etc., Breachers, etc., from your kill team within 3 inches of friendly model with this ability that are shaken. So it's a little buff for standing your ground and bringing some brothers with you to the fight. Now, the tactical support drone is a turret set up 2 inches in the model of the companies when this model is set up on the battlefield. It is treated as a separate model, but cannot move for any reason. And if this model is more than 2 inches from the model of companies at any point, it is removed from the battlefield. It does not count as have taken out of action. Tactical support turrets may not be specialists and can never be part of a fire team and do not gain experience. Because they're automated robots, come on. So that's what the Taus have right now. For specialists, the Fire Warriors can take leader for Shazui, whatever, comms, medic, scout, sniper, and veteran. Next up, we have the Fire Warriors. Same things. Pathfinder, sorry. Same stats, but what's nice about the Pathfinder, it allows you, if you take one, to have access to the recon drone, which I think is a pretty damn good model for 7 points. These guys can take your, you can have 3 gunners, and they can have, replace your pulse combat with ion rifle or rail rifle, which, these are freaking amazing. I don't know if I give up a whole bunch of shots and take a bunch of fire warriors just to be able to do the marker light thing, Iffy. Not sure, but definitely taking two. Well, I'll read off my list in a bit. Taking one for sure. Next up, we have the Fire Warrior Breacher. Pretty identical to the Fire Warriors, even down to the tactical support turret. Except they just have a different weapon. And I'll go over that in a bit because it's pretty friggin' circumstantial and is different. Next up, we have the Stealth Battle Suits. You can have 1 liter, no cap on the non-liters. These guys, though, have 8 movement, 5 weapon skill, 4 ballistic skill, strength 4, toughness 4, 2 wounds, 2 attacks, 7 leadership, 3 plus save. They're armed with burst cannons. Of course, you can upgrade one to be a leader. One guy can replace their burst cannon with a fusion blaster. And the stealth chavir, which is your normal guys, may take a marker light and target lock. So we will get to that in a minute. Of course, they got the For Greater Good bonding knife ritual. Target locked. A mono with a target lock does not suffer the penalty to the hit rolls while advancing and firing assault weapons, which is very important with the burst cannon. And one of the two things that could make these guys broken, I mean, come on, we've all faced the Death Watch kill team guy with a frag cannon, so not that broken. But they have the camouflage fields. The opponent must subtract 1 from all hit rolls against when they target this model. Now, you take in the fact that you can be long range, putting a negative, you'd be behind something, putting another negative, and just being you with a camouflage field, another negative, you can take something with a hefty 3 plus ballistic skill to get right to a 6 just by mediocre numbers. But let's see why else I say that these guys haven't made. They can fly. One of the two unit types I've noticed so far in the book that can fly. Drones, stealth suits, maybe discs. And why is fly important? Well, if you fly, you fly over stuff. You fly up and down while taking movement penalties. When you're charged, you can retreat or fall back and still shoot. I mean, you're just going to be mobile, moving out of the freaking way. You don't want to be there for the fight. And don't forget, you fly. So, one thing you can do is just fly up onto something. They don't have the move to do it. I believe you still get your freaking stand and shoot, or at least your buddies next to you. Flying is pretty damn nifty. Now, next up, we have the drones. Drones are all 7 points apiece. So, let's get this out of the way. We got the gun drone. 2 pulse let me slow my roll. Let's see. Any gun drone, maybe a shield drone. Oh, a gun drone is equipped with 2 pulse carbines. So that's good for gun drone for 7 points. Not too bad. You're looking at movement 8, weapon skill 5, which again, that should be worse than that, or 0. Ballistic skill 5, strength, well, most of them are 3, except for the recon drone, which is strength 4. Toughness, all of them 4. Wounds, all of them but the recon drone, which is a 2 wounds. All of them have 1 attacks. All of them have 6 leadership. All of them have 5 plus save. And all of them but the shield drone and gun drone, you can max 1. Oh, a marker drone. Everything else is max 1. So, let's see. Rules for the drones. Well, of course, they can fly in their drone. They got the support subroutines, which they cannot be a specialist and are not part of a kill team and cannot gain experience. They do have For the Greater Good. They got the Savior Protocols, which is nice if you're within 3 inches of a Tau Empire Infantry, which, let me go back over here and make sure he is it too, because this would be pretty cool. Yep. Battle suits, infantry. Let's see. If you win 3 inches of friendly Tau infantry, Empire infantry model, with it, when an enemy attack is successful and wounds, you can inflict 1 mortal wound on the drone, and the target does not suffer any damage from the attack. So the drone takes the thing because they're, well, I don't know. That's their programming. Let's see. Guardian drones have 5+ invulnerable save and give it all Tau within 6 inches of it, 6+ invulnerable save. The grav inhibitor drone, enemy models beginning to charge within 12 inches of this drone, reduce the charge by D3 inches. Pulse accelerator drone, while Tau Empire infantry models within 3 inches of this guy, increase the range characteristics of models' pulse pistol, pulse carbine, or pulse rifle by 6. That could be handy, you know, I mean, especially if you're going to you're going to have range. I mean, you're just going to have range, so that's not bad. The recon suite is the recon drone only. At the start of a shooting phase, you can choose a pathfinder from your kill team within 6 inches of a friendly recon drone. Until the end of the phase, that model does not suffer penalties to the hit and injury rolls due to dark targets being obscured. And this bad boy has a freaking... what's that word I'm looking for? Alright, well, I went totally freaking dumbass on it. I'll find it. Burst cannon, thank you. And we have the shield generator. let's see. A model with shield generator has a 4+ invulnerable save. So, that's what we got there. For points of all the Tau, your stealth suits are 20. Everything else seems to be majority 8, 2 7s, and 1 6. 6 being the Pathfinder, 7 being Pathfinder Gunner, and Pathfinder Leader. Let's see, target lock, 1 point for model, points for war gear, the drones are 7 points, period, including the war gear. Let's see, I promised a little bit of Tau. We got the burst cannon, 18 inches, assault 4, strength 5, no AP, so that's pretty cool. Fusion blaster, 18 inches, assault 1, strength 8, negative 4 AP, and D6 for damage. And if targets within half range of his weapon roll 2 dice when inflicting damage and discard the lowest. Ion rifle is kind of like a rifle plasma, maybe. It's 30 inches, rapid fire 1, 7 strength, negative 1 AP. Or you can have overcharge with 30 inches, heavy D3. 8 strength, negative 1 AP, and 2 damage, but you have to any unmodified rolls of 1 bearer shuffles mortar wound. Let's see, we have missile pods 36, assault 2, photon grenade, which is, let me read out what a photon grenade does. Okay, this weapon does not inflict any damage. Your opponent must subtract 1 to hit rolls made for infantry models that have suffered any hits from the photon grenades until the end of the battle round. So, it's nice if you're going to be charged and you suck, supposedly, in combat, even though you get the same stats as the guard. I'm just saying. You throw a photon grenade, hopefully you get to 6. You deny them even more. But where are we getting it? There we are. A pulse rifle. Strength 5, 30 inches, rapid fire 1. That's not what I'm looking for. Oh, I'll get to that one in a minute. Okay. But we have the pulse blaster. When firing this weapon, you choose one of the profiles below. Close range, 5 inches, assault 2, strength 6, negative 2 AP, 1 damage. Medium range, 10 inches and below, assault 2, strength 5, negative 1 armor save, 1 damage. So you swap one, you lose 1 strength and lose 1 AP. Long range is 15 inches, assault 2, strength 4, no AP, 1 damage. So very, as they get closer, the weapon does more damage. That's pretty cool. It's kind of like how Meltas go a little bit, I guess. Pathfinders, eventually. I'm going to run a list with 3 of them. All with rail rifles. This is a 30-inch weapon. Rapid fire 1. Strength 6, negative 4. AP, D3 wounds. Holy Christ. For each wound of a 6 made for this weapon, the target model suffers a mortal wound in addition to the normal damage. That's pretty damn sweet. And for our little missile drone that's going to hang by within 2 inches of a tall guy. They have the smart missile system, another 30-inch range, so that seems to be a pretty good, I'm pretty staple part of the tau weaponry. This guy's heavy 4, strength 5, no AP, 1 wound per shot. But this weapon can be fired at models that are not visible to the bearer. If the target is not visible to the bearer, a 6 is required for a successful roll. In respect of a firing model's ballistic skill or any modifiers. So as long as you just lob a volley of missiles over, kind of like you're shooting, Overwatch anyway, so not bad. I mean, it's a 5-point upgrade to take that drone, but I think the weapon, the smart missile system, is pretty good. I don't think it's bad at all. So that is roundabout the Tau. Things you have to work out, watch out for the Tau. Long-range weaponry. They have it. Their shooting skill is average, but they have long-range weaponry and effective long-range weaponry. So that sucks. Doesn't appear to have any auto-hit weapons, I don't think. So that's one thing that, you know, you don't have to worry about, I guess. Simple as that. Let's see. Photon grenade. Yeah, no. Automatic weapons. So that kind of sucks. Kind of like if they had some kind of flamer, that'd be in their benefit or not. But they've got nothing. So that is the Tau. And you're going to say, Sean, why do I want to play the Tau? Well, right now, we're just going through the books. They're nifty. Yes, I said nifty. They have drones. Drones are pretty cool. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I think they're actually a pretty damn cool thing of the game. They have marker lights. That's another bonus. Give you some benefits to make you shoot better. But I'm going to just be honest with you. It's the things that can fly. And unfortunately for the box set, which I will get over the box set, which is a good deal. You're going to want to run stealth suits. And there's none in the box set. I mean, minimally 2. I think I got 2 on my list. I'll write them off in a minute here. But let's go ahead and talk about what the your stratagems are. Let's see, they have stimulant injector, they have recon sweep, they have uplink marker light, and they got breach and clear. These are from the book. So the ones that you can use in the book without buying the Tau box set that has the extra cards is uplink marker light. 2 command points. Use this tactic after enemy model has been hit by a marker light fired from a model in your kill team. You can place D3+1 marker light counters on it instead of 1. If you're doing the marker light scam, it just seems to be the thing you want to do. Recon sweep. Use this tactic in the shooting phase when you pick a pathfinder from your kill team to shoot. Instead of shooting, that model can immediately make a normal move as if it were in the movement phase. But instead of moving up to their move characteristics, they move 2d6. So as long as you get a little bit freaking, if you need to be in better position, you need to get the hell out of there. But I'm not going to lie to you. With the rail rifle snipers, you can use this for your benefit. Breach and clear. You have to take Fire Warrior Breacher for this. Use this tactic in your turn when it's in the shooting phase. When a Fire Warrior Breacher from your kill team targets an enemy model that is obscured, you reroll the failed wounds made by the Fire Warrior Breacher against the enemy. Oh, for the whole phase. Not bad. Stimulant Injector. 1 command point. Uses a tactic from your kill team. Other than a drone, loses a wound. Roll d6 for that wound and each other wound lost by that model for the rest of the phase. 5+, that wound is not lost. So it's a nifty little couple, you know, for not too bad. But you buy the box set. Now, this is where it's at. We're going to talk about the Tau box set. The Tau box set comes with basically a Fire Warrior box in it. You will get 10 Fire Warriors and a couple drones. Matter of fact, the cards you get already pre-made for your kill team on the inside, which I do endorse these. You get 10 guys and 2 drones, and it puts you a little bit around under 100 points. Not bad. I mean, consider the fact you can bring 12 guys to the battlefield for 100 points. You get the tokens, Tau-specific tokens, and I'm not going to lie, who doesn't like those, right? Unless you're not Tau, but, you know, from the box sets, other things come with it. But in this box set, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different stratagems, or whatever you want, that you can spend your precious command points under that are exclusive to this box. So, you're going to have to buy these aftermarket. If you don't want to buy the box, you just buy the box and deal with the fact that you're going to have a box of Fire Warriors and 2 trenches from the Wall of Martyrs, the tokens, etc., etc., and the cards. Is it worth pick up for $50? Yeah, it's not bad at all. Like I said, you can make a viable list, and we'll go over how they broke it up. Viable list for $50 with some scenery and stuff you need outside of dice. And that's another thing, the dice are beautiful. Okay, but let's go over these ones that aren't in the book. Tau Empire Tactics. Uses tactic after motto from your kill team. Inflicts an unsaved wound on enemy in the shooting phase. For the rest of the phase, you can add one to the wound rolls made for attacks by other friendly models of your kill team that target the same enemy model, so long as attacking models within 2 inches of the model that inflicted the wound. Whew. Okay. Kill team. So, there's one command point. Next up, we have Multi-Ice Spectrum Sensor Suite. Uses tactic when you choose your model on your kill team to shoot in the shooting phase. Enemy models gain no benefit for being obscured against shots made by this model in this phase. That's very fun. Okay. Inheritors of the Galaxy. Now, let me go over this one with those, I gotta separate. This one here, before I get too far ahead of myself. Okay, we'll go that one last, because this is actually part of the scenario if you're playing it with the Wall of Martyrs. The Beta Trap. Use this tactic before a model from your kill team fires Overwatch. At the end of the phase, that model's Overwatch shots are successful on rolls of 4+ instead of only 6. For only 2 command points. With such weapons, that will be shooting 4 to 5 dice. Yeah, I take it any day of the week, you know, it's just like, someone's going to shit themselves when that's pulled on them, let me just tell you that. We got the Tandem Hunting Pattern. Use this tactic at the start of the Ready Fire Step shooting phase. The first time it is your turn, select a ready model to shoot with. You may instead select 2 ready models in your kill team that are within 4 inches of each other. You may resolve both model shooting attacks before any other player chooses a model. That's 2 command points. Pretty cool. I probably picked Marker Light and the Overwatch thing first over top of that. Tau Empire Tactics Support Turret Replacements. Use this tactic at the end of the movement phase. Pick a friendly Fire Warrior or Fire Warrior Preacher model whose DS-8 tactical support unit has been removed from play. From the battlefield. You may immediately set up a new tactical support turret within 2 inches of that model. So don't worry. He's coming back. I like it. I like that one a lot. Narrow Web Sensor Jammer. Use this tactic that slows your shooting phase. Pick an enemy model within 12 inches of a model from your own kill team. Until the end of the phase, the model's controlling player must subtract 1 from the hit rolls made to that model. So, make it a little bit harder for you to hit, you know. I mean, it's always good because, you know, they might not have the worst weapon skill in the game. They don't have the best. I don't know. Like I said, if you want to really pump these guys out and make it more thematic, I definitely believe a 3 ballistic skill was needed and a 6 weapon skill, but regardless. And here is the Inheritors of the Galaxy. This is for use when you're playing with the Wall of Martyr, when you're playing on that, or with the two pieces that come with the box set here. Use this tactic at the beginning of the morale phase. If the models in your kill team are the only models in the Imperial defense line, which are these trenches, you can subtract one from any nerve tests you take for those models at this phase. Not bad. Not bad at all. Overall, a lot of stuff is happening in the shooting phase, and that's what they're set up to do. Of course, they're not going to do a lot of hand-to-hand. They're going to make it a little bit harder for you to do hand-to-hand. So, we got 7 unique stratagems in the box set. 2, what did they call them? They called them Imperial Defense Line. So, you get 2 of these. You get 7 new tactics that are exclusive to the box set. You get a Fire Warrior box set. You get your tokens, your towel tokens. Nifty little guide, of course. And you get the pre-made towel unit if you want to use it. I did, because I didn't know exactly. I went in here blindly and I could have researched what is what on models, but I didn't. I made them exactly the same kit that was inside the book for the cards. And in there, it gives you the ability to run 2 marker drones, no gun drones though, 2 marker drones. Simple as that. It gives you your leader, which is a Breacher Fire Warrior. It gives you, I might say gives you, well, let's see, we got him as a Fire Warrior, we got one, another Breacher, another Breacher, another Breacher, another Breacher. Quite a few. So, we got 5 Breachers in all. These are the guys with 3 ranged weapons, so you're going to have to really use movement and sneakiness to your advantage. 2 marker drones, and it allows you to take 5 regular Fire Warriors. These guys would mainly be, we got 1 pulse carbine, 2 pulse carbine, and 3 pulse rifles. So not too bad. We're only looking at 8 points for most of them. But it's pretty cute. So far, I'm happy with the towel box set. More so than I am with a couple other ones. Outside of just having extra containers, I believe that Imperial Guard, the Scions, fell short. I think that each one of these kill team boxes should give you a viable, playable kill team out of the box. The Tau does. I guess the Necron does, but, I mean, there's only 5 models there. The Imperial Guard does not. The Space Wolves do. Only 5 models, but they are running around with 2 wounds, so technically speaking, 10 models, if you think about it. Scenery with Space Wolf is good. Death Watch kill team. I think it's worth the points, but worth the money a little bit. But I would have been happier if they would have been Primaris Death Watch instead. What other ones did I buy? Well, I bought the main box set. No, those guys are cool. The Mechanicus and the Gene Stealer Cult. So, I don't know. As for your money, if you want something that shoot, looks futuristic and fun, has flying things, I mean, the box does come with 2 drones, and you can make them gun drones on this, too. You do not have to make them marker light drones. And for the same price as you're paying in-game, 7 points. And it gives you enough on the model to make the turret. So, I'm happy with the box set. Walls are not bad. Only problem I have with the defense line is I've already got what I bought with the main battle box, so I end up with extra. And a lot of times I just paint up all my terrain and put what came in the box, in a bigger box, on the shelf for kill team play. Then I take my extra pieces and put them in a cabinet that anyone can use for scenery in-game and stuff like that. Yeah, if you're on the fence about buying Tau, I'd say get off that fence, buy yourself a this kill team box set. I'd say a pack of stealth suits, and you're going to want something for Pathfinders that's a lot. Okay, you can deal with just the Fire Warriors and the stealth suits. If you want a gun drone, you have to buy the gun drone and Pathfinder separately with the rail rifles, and it brings you into another box or aftermarket. Now, let's go ahead and talk about what we're looking at for a list I put together. It's not the most optimal. I know a lot of people are saying, no, you need to do this, you need to do that, and I get it. I do take all that in effect, and I appreciate all your guys' feedback. But this is what I'm running tomorrow. So if this gets posted tonight and you guys are listening tomorrow, this is what I have. I have one stealth suit. Battlesuit Savir with a fusion blaster, leader, marker light, and target lock. 25 points. I have my three specialists. One will be a fire warrior breacher, Salaza. 13 points. With a pulse pistol and DS-8 tactical support. And he's my comms because, well, even though you might need sixes for that blind hit, ones come up, you can reroll those ones if he's got comms. And the funny thing about this Grimfrost, I think it's Grimfrost, I'll probably just, Grimwell, I don't know, I butchered it. Anyway, I got aftermarket towel. I got this one guy, he's really beefy. I'll put a picture of him on the website. He's also on my Facebook page to be my fire warrior breacher. And I got this half-naked towel lady. I think it's just with a pulse rifle, but I'm saying it's the ion thing because she's my sniper. And I got that one Pathfire with the sniper rifle. So that's all cool. They got one other one I'll probably get in the long run because why buy a regular towel at this point? I have a Pathfinder gunner that will have an iron rifle, and she's sniper, so we all know who that is. I took a stealth battlesuit Savir. Shasvir. I doubled up on these motherfuckers, didn't I? But anyway, I doubled up, so it's going to be the other guy. Oh, no, I took the... Alright, whatever. But burst cannon and the heavy, so that way I don't take my negatives from undoing everything. I have four non-specialists. They're both fire warriors with marker lights and the pulse rifle. Running and coming at 8 points apiece. I have a recon drone, 7 points, and an MV1 gun drone, 7 points. I'm looking at 98 points for this. 8 figures. And hopefully a lot of fun. I'm looking at 4 flyers, 2 battlesuits, which I'm hoping. I just want to give the regular towel a... I don't want to just say, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make all battlesuit, which is really cool. This guy on the internet, he made like a group of battlesuits based on kind of like Star Wars, Republic Commando, and they look beautiful, and I'm not saying don't do that, but have fun. I mean, I'll tell you what, working with these companies like Reptilian Overlords, buying stuff from my Imperial Guard to change up the look on them and stuff is pretty freaking sweet, and Kill Teams are time where you can get your stuff painted, everything's a character, you can theme your bases together, it's some good times. So, I'm not going to promise you I'll do better and everything with the getting a podcast schedule and stuff. I have figured out one thing I can promise you. I will still be really inconsistent and hopefully fun to listen to, and I will give you my opinion every which way I can. When it's relevant, or even if it's not relevant, because I'm paying for this. So, with that being said, that was the towel today. Next time up, we'll be touching on chaos. And when I mean chaos, I am talking about converting Primaris for the cause of chaos. Thousand Suns, Nurgle, and the Chaos Space Marines. Be touching all of them together, and possibly maybe even going over the fact that the guys on the ship for the Rogue Trader, they're Nurgle too, and why the love for Nurgle so much, and why the hate for the other two chapters so far. Well, when I say two chapters, I mean most popular, Slaanesh and Khorne. We'll go from there. So, that will be it for today. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Do another podcast soon. I got all next week off, so maybe I'll do another one. I will let you know how my games went. I'll take notes. I won't switch my army. If I get the battle suit done tonight, I got what I painted. That's why, when I play, I want to take everything I paint and nothing non-painted because, well, it's boring. So wish me luck, and remember, you know, have fun. I mean, I would suggest getting Kill Team. It's fun. Got me back in 40K-ish. I'll be playing Kill Team. Simple as that. I don't know if I'll be actually in the 40K. Matter of fact, I'm selling my Imperial Guard and my Deathwing Army. So if anyone wants to see or know how much those are, just let me know. If you have any comments, gripes, complaints, go ahead and send them to SeanHammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. Chaos, next episode. So you got anything you want to add or say, hey, I was wondering this, or Sean, you know, redo the tile, I'll take it into consideration. And just most importantly, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. See you guys soon.